Man, I feel bad about that PNB Rock situation that just happened in LA. Now, everybody kind of saw what seeing was going on online. And it's like, I was confused as to which one it was, because when I initially read the report, it said Inglewood. But then when I saw where the location was, I'm like, oh, that's South LA, you know, the beginning of the East Side. And I was not a big PNB Rock fan. I don't even think I have a song that's in my Spotify. I might not, but I don't really think so. You know, and I kind of know PNB Rock through social media, and you know, Academics was kind of like a big PNB Rock fan, so he would kind of you know, when he would do the news about celebrities and stuff, he would talk about PNB Rock. So that's the only thing I really know about. I ain't gonna sit up here in front. Like, yeah, I'm a big PNB Rock fan. It's just sad to see the loss of life. You know, another black man, the loss of his life. You know, especially with all of this stuff going on in LA. You know, and many people are trying to blame the girl. They're like, dude, why'd you share the location? Because, you know, that's a no-no in L.A. In L.A., you go on vacation, you better be quiet. You don't say nothing about you going on no vacation, or, hey, I'm going on vacation next week, or it don't matter who you are. You know, there's this guy I follow. He has a business in Inglewood. But, unfortunately, you know, with sharing, you know, that he was over here, he was over in this place, and he was over in that place. And I don't know if it was somebody within the same gang. They straight ransacked his store, vandalized his shit, took some valuables out of his store. And this is a store that's in the neighborhood to kind of be like, you know, what Nipsey Hussle had with the Marathon store. So that goes to show you, you know, it can happen with your own people. You know, you're just going out here telling people, you know, about where your whereabouts and stuff like that. That's how you get done in, even by your own people. So I mean, in LA it's a known thing. Hey, look, you kind of keep things on the low when you about your location, where you at. You post your location after you leave. Because, you know, the Pop Smoke is one thing. But I really don't think that this PNB Rock situation was really that. What I think this PNB Rock situation was, what it really was, had to do with, I think, just wrong place, wrong time. And you gotta think about it. Because in LA, there's like a serious issue with robberies. It's not just black people that they rob. The people in Melrose, the people in, you know, it's so bad. They're trying to up the police presence over there in like Melrose, and you know, that district where it's a lot of fashion and there's a lot of high price, a lot of celebrities and a lot of people that have money. They go over there, they rock their nice jewelry, they buy some nice clothes. It's a lot of gang activity. It's a lot of robbery. I'm talking about strong arm robbery going on. Going on over there, you know what I mean? So it's not, I mean, there's videos of these motherfuckers walking directly in a restaurant where the patio is and putting a gun up to people like, give me your watch, give me this, give me this, give me that. You know, and a lot of people, they get confused because LA is so beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful places that you'll ever see. If you come to California, you come to just California, period. You know, the sky is different. You know, the water looks different. Everything looks different. Everything, the air, everything, the weather, everything is just beautiful. The women, everything. You know what I'm saying? You go over there, you see like some of the you go into these different areas of these different parts of LA. It's parts that never get mentioned about LA, like Redondo Beach, like Torrance, like the South Bay area. We're talking about Palos Verdes. We're talking about Rolling Hills. You know, I'm telling you, man, there's some beautiful places in that's just outside of Los Angeles. We ain't even talking about Long Beach and the real nice part of Long Beach, like Bixby Knolls, and we're not even talking about areas like Naples and Long Beach. I mean, these places are like, come on now. And you know, like I said, man, LA is a beautiful place. And a lot of people get caught up in that beauty with palm trees and stuff, and they think like, man, it is not sweet out here, man. It's a lot of, you know, it is the gang capital. You know, it's a gang capital out here, and it's sad. You know what I'm saying? It's sad. It's really fucked up what happened to PNB Rock, but this is not the place to come. If you have nice jewelry, you have a nice car, you got something nice, there's going to be somebody that's like, oh, okay, I see that. That's like food. You know what I mean? And they're going to want that off your neck. This is not like a situation where like what Sauce Walker, you know, where Sauce Walker, how he was making it up. Like, oh, yeah. I don't really know what's the truth with that Sauce Walker situation. But the thing is, you know, Sauce Walker's over here saying that, he fought for his life. It's not no situation where you're going to fight for your life in L.A. L.A., they're just going to start just busting shots. You know what I mean? So I feel bad for the PNB Rock dude. I really don't think it's the girlfriend's fault. It did not help that the girlfriend shared the location. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if these hood dudes are really following his girlfriend or anything like that. They might follow PNB Rock, but probably not his girlfriend. I don't know. I think it's more of a situation where, like I say, people don't realize how dangerous LA is. You know what I mean? It just takes something as simple as somebody sees PNB Rock. They walk by, they notice that PNB Rock was walking in a restaurant. They go tell the homeboy, hey, yeah, PNB rocking over there. He got his chains on. He got this and this and that. What? Oh, no, we about to go. I'm about to go get that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these cats over here, man, they don't have shit. And they gang banging. They living that fucked up life. They don't give a fuck about nobody. You know, they'll rob their homeboy if they find out their homeboy got a drug spot or a stash spot where they're making money. You know, this type of stuff happens in LA all the time, where people that are dope boys get robbed by their own gang and murdered by their own gang. Stuff happens all the time, man. That's one of the downfalls of gang life. Like, you can get robbed, you can get killed by your own gang. It doesn't mean that you could, you know, you can't just be in your neighborhood with fancy jewelry or fancy stuff like that without really being on point either. You know, you get robbed or you get jacked by somebody in your own hood. So it's just all messed up, man. It's all fucked up. I look at LA and I say, man, this is one of the downfalls about Los Angeles. It's like, dude, we look bad. You know, as a city, we look bad because, you know, you see rappers going to other cities and they seem to be all right, but, well, not rappers going to their own home cities. That's where, you know, a lot of the murders happen. You know, I won't just put it on LA, but I'm just saying that there tends to be, like, you know what I'm saying? It just, you know, there tends to be, like, a lot of rappers coming to L.A. getting murdered rather than vice versa, you know, us going somewhere else and then getting robbed or, you know, a lot of the murders happen when East Coast rappers come to L.A., you know. And I'm just like, man, it just makes us look bad, you know. But rest in peace to PNB Rock.